Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Paul Easterling. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards short. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Whitehill covering. Safe. Blue moves to third. Metzler moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Blue scores. Metzler moves to third. Goslin moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Metzler scores. Goslin scores. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. O'Rourke steals second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Koenig applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave strikes out. Two outs. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards first. Alexander catches it and steps on first to double up Schult. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hosler now playing shortstop. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Easterling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0 for 1 in the game. Easterling hits a pop-up towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hostler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Koenig goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Browns. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hargrave scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 2 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wyatt moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Schuld hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Farrell scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Browns. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schuld. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Schuld steals second. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling is 0-for-2 in the game. Easterling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wyatt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-4, Browns. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. McManus moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Browns. Rip Collins now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on blue. McManus scores. Alexander moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Browns. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Paul Easterling. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 6. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Johnson now playing right field. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Browns. Charlie Sullivan now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Akers pinch hits for Charlie Sullivan. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-4 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 6. The Browns will come to bat. Guy Cantrell now pitching. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koenig. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards the mound. Cantrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hosler moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Blue steals second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.